government says it will put in place a system that will ensure that subsidized agro-products and inputs are delivered to farmers personally through extension services in districts and towns. The move is to stall activities of middlemen who smuggle these government-subsidized fertilizers and farm inputs to neighboring countries at the detriment of beneficiary farmers. President John Mahama was addressing cocoa farmers and people of the Ashanti region on the third day of his campaign tour. He said government will do all within its ambit to invigorate the booming cocoa sector. Pascaline Adadeva reports that the crowd that receives the president and his entourage gets better each day.
The third day of President Mahama's campaign sent him to New Edubiase, Fumsu, Obuase, Bekwai, Kutsunase, and Akufuma Danse. From Akrofum to Obuase, the crowd was uncontrollable. It was as if the whole of Ashanti region had poured onto the Obuase township. Traffic jammed, businesses closed temporarily, and all other activities came to a standstill. With the Ashanti region being a stronghold of the MPP, many stood in awe as a massive turnout. It was not only the youth, old men and women were not left out of the frenzy. The convoy traveled from New Edubiase to Obuasi on a first-class road constructed under the NDC regime. According to the Roads Minister Joe Gidisu, the Yamuranza to Bekwa Road, Akrofom to Kojonkwanta, Trefoprasso to Dunkwa have all been awarded on contract. Being a cocoa farming area, good roads are obviously the foremost choice of the people. President Mahama said government will not neglect the cocoa sector at the expense of oil and gas. He said it was only under the NDC that cocoa production shot up to 1 million tons last year, the first in the history of the country. To maintain these feats, a cocoa rehabilitation program has been launched. 20 million cocoa seedlings are made available to farmers free of charge to replace their old cocoa plantations with the new improved seedlings. Also introduced are weighing scales and stones to prevent farmers from being cheated by those who purchase their produce. Farming or farmers are a group that the NDC appreciates so much, and so we will do all within our means to uplift the sector. You will notice that it is only under the NDC government that cocoa price has been improved. The reason is to allow for farmers to also make some gains. I recently launched the cocoa rehabilitation project, and this is also geared towards improving Aside from these, a cocoa farmers housing scheme has been launched. Within the next 4 years of the NDC government, affordable houses will be built at cocoa growing areas across the country for cocoa farmers and their families. From the Ashanti region, Pascal Nadadevo for Radio Ghana.